Negotiating teams from the three parties who will form the next government finally closed the final chapters of their coalition agreement on Wednesday, paving the way for reforms aimed at improving the country's public finances. It's civil servants who will bear the brunt of budget cuts, although all citizens will find themselves digging deeper into their pockets with changes to state benefits and VAT. Rob Cameron joins me now in the studio. First of all, Rob, who stands to lose the most?
Well, Chris, it's clerks and soldiers, in a word or two words. The government says that it wants to halt the burgeoning debt and has set itself an ambitious target of a balanced budget by 2016. The government wants to save around €2 billion next year alone. So that means paying people less or sacking them. Ministers will face the choice of cutting salaries in the state sector by 10% or laying people off. And that will be felt most keenly and most quickly in the armed forces, because the smallest party, the Public Affairs Party, demanded that €80 million should be moved from defence spending to education. To make that happen, all soldiers will face a 5% pay cut and lose one third of their travel allowance, and there are similar cuts planned in many other branches of the state administration.
Mm-hmm. It's not just clerks and soldiers, though, is it? The new centre-right coalition plans changes that's going to affect everyone.
That's right. There was a lot of talk in the weeks leading up to the coalition agreement about VAT and about how the new government wouldn't touch it. In the end, there will be, it seems, a rise in the lower band of VAT from January next year. It'll go up from 10% to either 11% or maybe 12%. And that means food, medicine, transport, entertainment, hotels, books and so on will all become more expensive. Other key changes that will affect everyone: university students will start paying tuition fees of up to €780 per year, depending on how well paid their chosen profession is. And there will be a choice, of course, of whether to pay that as they study or in the form of student loans once they graduate. Other cuts: the government wants to save about €500,000 in state benefits, and that means cuts to child support, paid maternity leave, unemployment benefit, and so on.
Mm. This seems pretty grim all round. Is there any good news there?
There's a bit. Starting salaries for teachers will rise to €780 a month. Doctors who invest in their qualifications and training will be rewarded with higher salaries. Also, there will be some reform of the pension system so that people earning more than €2,800 gross a month now will pay lower compulsory state pension contributions to make the system fairer, seeing as the state can't actually afford to pay them higher pensions.
Okay, thanks very much for that summing up of the situation, Rob.